And then our final trailer is one that we're going to have to take a brief moment. So let me lubricate real quick. Hello, nerds. Thank you for joining for another episode of the only place that you need to go for all of the nerdy news. As you can tell by the way I sound, I'm feeling a little under the weather, so it's probably going to be a lot more cut and dry and a little less opinion, but who knows? I do like to talk. But in this episode, we are overcome with all of the trailers that we have to talk about. We also have a rumor to refute, as well as just a whole lot of new things have been announced in the last week that we have to discuss and get to and announce so that you know the announcements as well, and it's not just a press thing. All of that being said, housekeeping. So we have been doing shout-out videos separate from the regular episodes. This week is going to be a little bit of a different week, because we're doing shout outs right here, and I honestly only have one shout out for all of the socials. I'm still sorting out the TikTok situation, because that's a pain in my ass. But I did want to give a giant shout out to, I believe he's on TikTok and a couple other platforms, Art the Clown Cosplay Official or Wickedness. I know his name in real life. I'm not 100% sure he's comfortable with me giving that out, but you know who you are, bro, and I appreciate everything you have done for me over the last week. So thank you very much. Big shout out. Go check out Art the Clown Cosplay. I'll try and throw a link down wherever show notes happen on whichever platform you are currently digesting the news, but he's just been super, super helpful for me over the last week, and honestly, we're probably going to be doing another photo shoot here soon. I don't know if we're going to do Art the Clown, but we are going to do one of his cosplays. I'm a super big fan, and I am super appreciative once again for everything he's done. So that is our shout-outs. Housekeeping, find me on the social medias, generally nerdy or generally underscore nerdy on basically everything. And all of that out of the way, let's get to the news. Let's talk TV streaming. In TV streaming, we have follow-ups and a few of them. We actually have a few of everything, so let's just get right into this. First up, Yellowstone Season 5 has announced November 13th will be the release date for the first episode of that. So if you, you know, subscribe to whatever, I don't even know. I know it streams on Paramount Plus, but aside from that, I can't remember where it goes to begin with. So that's what we've got there. Riverdale has announced that Season 7 will officially be its final season. So if you are a Riverdale fan, then I'm sad for you because your series is ending. Next, we have Stranger Things. This is not exactly news because we kind of already knew this. This is just fleshing out some details for bits of things that we already knew. So those bits of things are the release schedule. We know that it's going to be released in two separate waves. We have the first wave is coming at the end of this week, this Friday, the 27th, I believe. I just lost my notes. Yeah, May 27th. So this Friday is when we're going to be getting the first half of the series, or of the season. And then June 1st is when we're going to be getting the second half. Well, it's not half and half. They just made it known that what we're actually going to get of the 9 episodes that are going to happen in this season, we're going to be getting 7 of them this week. The first 7 episodes are all dropping this week. And then the final 2 episodes are going to be coming June 1st. We do know that all of these episode lengths are going to be significantly longer than before. So we're looking at, I would imagine it's going to be dramatically longer for the final 2 episodes. So probably hour and a half plus for the final 2 episodes. And for the first 7 episodes, I would say we're probably looking at more along the lines of an hour plus to an hour and a half. I did not see if the individual episode times had been released yet. If they are, I apologize, because by the time we come back around to this, they'll already be out. So if there is something to follow up on besides this after the first 7 episodes drop this Friday, then we will come back to this next week. That being said, that is all of the follow-ups that we have. So let's get into trailers, because, whole buddy, we've got some trailers. First up, we're talking the She-Hulk trailer. What was that? I don't know how this happens, because the Thor trailer that came out, which we'll talk about in the movies section, has me almost okay with watching that movie, because for a long time I wasn't going to. And now it's like, yeah, I might watch that one. But I was kind of excited about She-Hulk, and this totally squashed the excitement for She-Hulk. I don't care. The only thing I'm going to care about in this series, and the only thing that's very likely going to play a bigger role in the MCU, aside from the fact that She-Hulk now exists, and she is Bruce Banner's cousin, so we have Professor Hulk in this, is the other characters that are very potentially going to be showing up in this, namely Charlie Cox and the Abomination, and potentially the Red Hulk, like we heard about in rumors a few months back. Aside from that, I don't think that She-Hulk in this series is going to do much for anyone aside from fill some space. And that kind of sucks. Next, we got our first trailer for Only Murders in the Building Season 2. The release date is June 28th. Martin Short, Steve Martin. Oh my God, if you didn't watch this first season, then what the hell? That's almost our suggestion for this. It's not, but go watch it either way. So Season 2 trailer, watch it, greatness. This one does what it's supposed to and sets up something that you should be excited for. Our next trailer is Umbrella Academy Season 3, June 22nd, also coming to Netflix. This one kind of splits the difference. Like, I'm definitely a little bit more intrigued than I was before I watched this trailer, but there's definitely some questions I have about why I should care about certain things that happen in this trailer. Or certain things that are implied, I guess, by this trailer. Either way, the first 2 seasons were great, so there's no reason to expect that the 3rd season won't be. It just seems that this one's going to be not as great, judging by a couple of things in this trailer. But regardless, still a solid trailer. Next, we have The Orville dropping us another trailer for Season 3, and they just keep drawing that line in the sand. This was a watershed moment. Now that we're on Hulu, things are going to be different. And that is the subtext in this. And I think that is a great subtext. I think that is doing a lot to hype up this series. Orville is one of my favorite Star Trek series of all time. The Series 3 comes out June 2nd, once again on Hulu. And then our final trailer is one that we're going to have to take a brief moment. So let me lubricate real quick. Okay, so Winchesters have finally dropped a trailer for Season 1, narrated by, as you guessed it, Sam Winchester from the Supernatural series, as he is going to be our narrator through the Winchesters series. So, John and Mary are going to be, let's get the hard facts out of the way. We don't have the exact release date for this series just yet, but we do know it is going to be this fall, I believe. Yes, this fall. It is going to be John and Mary. We're going to be introduced to the new characters. Here is the issues with this. Now that we have seen what this series is going to feel like, and you know the direction they're going to be taking things, they're screwing it up already, and episode 1 hasn't even aired yet. We have John and Mary are teaming up to fight demons, or saving people and hunting things, as they like to say in their introductions, and It is said in the series with no uncertain terms that John Winchester did not know that Mary Winchester was a hunter until after her passing. Also, part of the reason him becoming a hunter was such a thing was because he was having troubles dealing with her. Also, they did not like each other to start for quite some time, it would seem, if I'm remembering the vocabulary correctly. They did not like each other until Cupid made them fall in love with each other. This was laid out very explicitly in an episode where we met Cupid and things happened. So, there is a lot in this trailer. It's like, yo, Jensen, like, you were a part of this series for 15 years. You would think that you could, you know, maybe hire somebody to go through something with you and make sure your continuity matches, because you got this one wrong, boss. Like, wrong. So, I don't know, any goodwill that I was harboring for this series kind of just got squashed by this first trailer. Which is kind of good, because now I don't have to waste my time watching it. I don't know. I'm definitely handing this one off to the nerds. What do you guys think? What is there redemption here? Is there a way that this can be salvaged? Is there, I don't know. I don't. What do you think about the trailer? What do you think about this potential series? Is it going to go past season one? Because I really don't think they're going to make it past season one. Either way, that is what we have for trailers and TV streaming. So let's get into the news. And we have some Scooby-Doo to talk about. Technically, the first half of this Scooby-Doo piece is a follow-up, so it could have gone in follow-ups, but there's two pieces here. So the first half, we're talking about Mindy Kaling's Velma Dinkley series is officially going to series. HBO Max has officially ordered that. And that one kind of is what it is. I don't know how well that one's going to do, but they did just announce that there is a second new Scooby-Doo series going to HBO Max, and this one is a little bit different. This is going to be Scooby-Doo and the Mystery Pups. It's going to be a CGI animated series for preschool audiences on the new Cartoonito section that is going to be launching in 2024. It's going to feature Scooby and Shaggy as camp counselors at a sleepaway camp, and then there's going to be a group of puppies that is going to take the place of Mystery Incorporated, the Mystery Crew. This sounds really interesting. Because it is going to be written for preschoolers, it's not going to be super engaging for anybody over that age, so that kind of sucks, but I think it's a great introduction into this world for kids, and if I had kids, I would probably be totally down for them to watch this one. I'm not so sure about the Mindy Kaling one. Anyway, that is what we have for Scooby-Doo. So now let's talk about Adult Swim. We have two new animes that have been announced for Adult Swim. The first one is one kind of not really surprising, though unexpected would be a valid term, and that is Rick and Morty anime. Really? This is going to be a standalone anime series that's kind of in line with that episode that we got a season ago, something like that. The quote is, "The multiverse straddling exploits of Rick and the gang pose challenges to the family bond, but they are always rise to the occasion," director Takashi Sano explains. "As such, a life-affirming sight, and Jerry is no exception." It's kind of a disjointed quote, and I apologize, but yeah, it's going to be a legit anime, and it's going to stand separate from Rick and Morty in the multiverse of the Rick and Mortys. So that's super interesting. And then the one that kind of has me a bit more excited is Ninja Kamui, I believe is how that is pronounced, follows a Joe Hagen, who is the new Kenin, former ninja who escaped his clan and is hiding from his violent past in rural America with his family. This has shades of Mortal Kombat, and you'll see that as we get further into this synopsis for the series, or teaser for the series. One night, he is ambushed by a team of assassins from his former organization who exact a bloody retribution on Joe and his family for betraying their ancient code. Rising from his seeming, quote, death, Joe will reemerge as his former self, Ninja Kamui, to avenge his family and friends. Kamui is a 21st century ninja, a shadowy anachronism who pits his ancient skills against high-tech weaponry and brutal finesse. He must face off against trained assassins, combat cyborgs, and rival ninjas to bring down the very clan that made him. It's going to be directed by Sung-Hoo Park, and yes, that sounds very much like Scorpion from the Mortal Kombat, which would explain why I'm kind of super excited for this one to launch. I did not see the official launch dates for either of these, so these are going to be follow-ups in a future episode, but yeah, super stoked on some new anime, not gonna lie. And that is all of the news for TV streaming. Let's get into suggestions for the TV streaming section. We have Kids in the Hall is on Amazon Prime. Go watch it. You will laugh your ass off. Just know that the new episodes are Prime exclusive episodes, which means they have a bit more of a budget than the old episodes, and they get away with a lot more on the crude side of comedy. So if you're okay with seeing man junk, then this is definitely the comedy for you, because, yeah, these guys rock. All right, movie section, let's get into this, just so we can round this one off. This is a long episode, and I apologize, guys. Again, not feeling super hot, but let's do this. So, follow-ups in the movie section. We have Wonder Twins follow-up. It's been canceled. Like, not just pushed back, no, it's been shelved indefinitely, to use the exact language. So, that sucks, kind of, but, I mean, it was the Wonder Twins, so who really cares? Next, we have an official release date for Hocus Pocus 2 on Disney+. September 30th is when it's going to be released onto Disney+, so plenty of time to watch it for the Halloweens. And then Madam Web has an official release date now as well, July 7th of 2023. So we are still a little over a full year away from Madam Web from Sony. That's what we have for follow-ups. Let's get into trailers. Mission Impossible finally dropped their first trailer and now we know it's also going to be a two-parter instead of just Mission Impossible 7 and 8, I believe, or was it 8 and 9? I can't remember. But it's going to be Dead Reckoning Part 1. Go check out this trailer. This is sufficiently epic. Like, I haven't watched the last two Mission Impossible movies just because I have no interest, really. I mean, after MI3, I was like, meh. I got nothing. There's no real interest there for me. And this is doing its job, man. This trailer is definitely selling this product very, very well. Like, so much so, I'm probably going to go back and watch the last two Mission Impossible movies, not going to lie. So our next trailer, and our only other trailer, is Thor Love and Thunder. So I mentioned this in the TV section. I was very likely not going to be watching this movie just because it just seemed like way too much politics and not enough story. Now that I have seen Gore the God Butcher and I have seen just what Christian Bale is going to be doing with that character, and the rest of it looks like fun, but I am super intrigued by Christian Bale in this role. I honestly could really care less about the rest of the cast. Like, yeah, we kind of saw a lot of the political things coming, but wow, Christian Bale looks bonkers, and just I want to see that performance. I want to witness that amount of acting coming from one man. Oh my God, it looks so cool. Looks so cool. Just that part, but looks so cool. Let's move along. I'm gonna just keep gushing. So we are into proper news for movies section. And the first piece is Ghostbusters. We now have the official confirmation that we are moving into pre-production on the next Ghostbusters movie, Ghostbusters 4, ostensibly. The Afterlife has definitely saved the franchise because it didn't do as well as 2016 in theaters, but that's very likely due to 2016. But apparently on streaming, it's been going bonkers, so much so that they're giving us exactly what we want, and that is another one in this same line of filmmaking. So yeah, super stoked for that. And our next piece, moving from that, we're talking about another movie franchise that's kinda sorta getting a reboot, kinda sorta again, and that is Ocean's 11. This time it's going to be a little bit different even than the three with George Clooney, because I was going to say the original three, but that would have been incorrect as well. Though, this is kind of in line with the, quote, original three, the Frank Sinatra Rat Pack original three, in that it's going to take place in the 60s, but this time Margot Robbie is going to be front and center, because that makes sense, apparently. And it's not going to make the same mistakes as the Ocean's 8 movie did, and it's not going to be just from what speculation around the industry is leading us to believe anyway, that it's not going to be just another woke reboot. It is going to be checking those boxes. We can definitely assume that much, but it is looking to put substance over politics, which is always a good thing. The only other thing that we really know about this is that it's going to take place in Europe, and we know the production staff, which I didn't write down because it's kind of irrelevant to the conversation. But yeah, interesting. We'll be keeping tabs on this one, probably ever so lightly. Let's move right along. Our next piece is Bong Joon-ho, who did Parasite. His new movie is a science fiction movie. It does not yet have a proper name, though it is based on a book called Mickey 7. Mickey 7 is, it sounds really interesting, is science fiction, cloning. The big things of note here are, and if you want me to go a little bit deeper in this, we can do that in a future episode, but Robert Pattinson is going to be the lead. We also have Mark Ruffalo cast in this. Toni Collette has been cast in this. Naomi Ackie, and that is the cast. That is the primary cast for this show, this movie rather, and just, that's a very interesting grouping of actors, and Bong Joon-ho, I want to see what happens with this because he's a great director. I mean, the only non-English speaking movie that's ever won Best Picture at the American Oscars. So that says something. I don't care what you think about the Oscars. That still says something. So that's what we've got there. Now we're moving into movie suggestions for the week. This week we're talking about Ghostbusters once again. Let's make this one a marathon. Run all the way through 1, 2, Afterlife. Maybe if you feel like putting on 2016 at the end so you can fall asleep, that's fine. But the Ghostbusters now have their very own holy trilogy. 1, 2, Afterlife. Watch them. I think it's definitely going to be a fun weekend for you, and that is what we have for movies. Let's get into this rumor mill, shall we? So, we do have one refutation of a rumor at this point, and this one, honestly, I kind of forgot was a rumor. I thought this one had been confirmed by the parties at B, but it seems that the parties at B have come out and said, no, this is not happening. What the hell am I talking about? I am talking about Kevin Feige directing a Star Wars movie. Kathleen Kennedy has come out in the last week or so and said that there's nothing like that in the works. That's not to say it won't happen. That is to say, though, that it is not currently happening. So, very interesting vocabulary was chosen to shoot this one down, though it was effectively shot down in the immediate future, if nothing else. So that is what we have for refutations. Let's move into new sources real quick. We have some more new sources talking about the Daredevil series, and the Daredevil series is now apparently, according to the new source, saying that it is going to be a continuation of the Netflix series. I don't believe this rumor at all. Feige being Feige, also the bit that we have seen so far of the Kingpin and Vincent D'Onofrio in that role While it is still obviously the same actor, and again, Charlie Cox is going to be Daredevil in the MCU, we know this for sure, I don't think if they do a Daredevil series on Disney Plus or Hulu or wherever the hell it lands, I don't think that it will be a continuation. That just does not make any sense to me. So, likelihood that Daredevil will be a continuation, we're looking at about 30% there. So, let's get into new rumors. We have a new rumor about Captain Carter. Captain Carter is now rumored to be coming in a live-action adaptation that is all about her. Why the vague vocabulary? Because the rumor says it could be a series on Disney Plus, or it could be a standalone movie. Why would they do this is kind of the question that should be asked, though I don't think it is being asked. The actual question that they're being asked is, how many boxes does this check on our social justice checkbox? Social checklist, rather. The rumor does also go on to say that this is possibly going to be what all of those other Chris Evans rumors are talking about, in that Chris Evans is not done playing Cap. I don't know about that one either, but let's put some percentages on these things. So likelihood, in spite of my best wishes, likelihood that Captain Carter is getting something going forward is pretty high. We're going to put that one right about 65%. I almost want to go 70, but I just can't justify that. And then Chris Evans coming back as Cap, I really, really don't see this happening. We're going to put that one at about 25%. Next, we're talking about Doctor Strange 2. Why are we talking about a movie that's already come out? Well, there is a rumor that a Magneto scene was cut. Actually, a few Magneto scenes were cut, dealing with a Magneto variant from the 8-3, I can't remember the number, for the wherever the Illuminati comes from. In this movie, whatever universe delineation, I can't remember. I apologize, I'm sorry. But yeah, the rumor is that the Magneto was doing some pretty shady business to that universe's Scarlet Witch, and just, yeah, there is no way for us to confirm this ever. Like, we can't know. We can't know this unless somebody comes out and very explicitly says, yeah, we shot these scenes, or yeah, we wrote these scenes, something along those lines, which, with Disney being Disney, not very likely to happen, like, at all, ever. So, I'm not going to give this one a percentage, because while it would have been awesome to see Michael Fassbender come back to that role, or somebody great come back to that role who is then going to be that role in the future in the MCU, though, again, not super likely, there's no way for us to ever know the answer to this. Ever. So, we're just going to move on. I just wanted to share it because I thought it was fun. Our next one has to do with the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. That's right, the movie that put Sean Connery into retirement. Now that Disney Plus owns the rights, apparently they're going to reboot it. Hopefully it'll be better this time if this is true, because, whoa, I don't know if you've watched that movie recently, but wow. Okay, so there are a couple of things that this rumor does say pretty explicitly. So we have Justin Haythe is set to write the script. It is said that he is going to be writing a truer adaptation than the 2003 movie, so that's hopefully good. But keep in mind that Haythe was also the screenwriter for the Bohemian Rhapsody movie, which was not true. So, yeah, he also did Red Sparrow, so kind of questionable list as far as true to the source material on his resume. But, yeah, so I believe that this is happening very much. I there is no doubt in my mind that we will see almost all of the, because in spite of itself, this one has like cult status. Like, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, a lot of people like it kind of in spite of itself. So that is reason enough for Disney to say, hey, we've actually got the rights to that. We could make a better version, maybe. So I'm putting this one probably way too high, but I'm saying there is an 80% chance that we will hear an announcement of a League of Extraordinary Gentlemen movie sometime in the next 3 to 5 years. And I'm even going to go and add my own speculation to this rumor and say that this one is not going to release proper MCU. It is very probably going to release something like Searchlight Films or one of their other smaller production companies that they bought with the Fox purchase. And that, my nerdy Legion compatriots, is the end of the episode. So, if you want a deeper dive into comics and comic culture, then you can jump over to nerdylegion.com and see all of the other podcasts we offer on the subject. I know about half of you are subscribed, so don't be afraid to push that subscribe button. Hopefully today I have earned that right. That also being said, there is more to this. We have more nerd news and things. You just got to join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thank you very much, nerds. We will see you next time.